The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Let's now return to the story of the Green Party leadership election. We've had two people declare so far. One of them is Senator Pippa Hackett and the other is Minister Roderick O'Gorman, Minister for Integration and Equality, and he's on the line now. Minister O'Gorman, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word. When I had your colleague Eamon Ryan sitting in front of me in studio yesterday, he listed a long recital of the things the Greens have done in government, from reducing public transport fares, more cycle lanes, big landmark legislation on climate in Ireland, his work at the various COP conferences, the European nature restoration laws. And despite all of those achievements, your party lost a huge number of seats in the local elections, and your two MEPs lost their seats as well. Why do you think you can do any better?
Hi, Ian. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Well, Eamon's right. We have achieved so many of the things we got committed to in the programme for government. As a party, we deliver. And ultimately, I think for a party that wants to make change in the country, delivery is the most important thing. But delivery means going into government, and sometimes when you're in government, you get a bit of a kick, and we got a kick in the local and the European elections. What I want to do, and one of the key reasons I'm running for leader, is I want to broaden out the range of policy issues that the Green Party is talking on. We've made huge achievements in the area of climate and in the area of nature restoration, but we've never been a single issue party. And I think it's really important that we are bringing forward solutions that will have positive impact in people's lives on a whole range of areas. And I've done that in my department. My department wouldn't be, I suppose, a traditionally green, a traditionally environmental department, but I've been able to have the cost of childcare for parents. I've increased paid parents' leave. I've introduced a DESH model in preschool. So I've made changes that are having really positive impacts on people's lives, changes that are saving people money. And I think it's important that that element of what the Green Party can do is understood, along with our actions on climate and our actions in...
Your background is as a legal academic. You represent a Dublin constituency. And as you said, right now you're representing a department that is not traditionally involved in green areas. But how are you going to sell the Green Party message to people who are living in rural Ireland and who have said the Green Party just don't understand them?
Well, I think it comes back to that area of putting forward policies, putting forward ideas, putting forward how we can improve people's lives in all areas of our country. So again, the childcare changes that I've brought in are benefiting parents everywhere in urban Ireland, suburban Ireland, and in rural Ireland. And I think I am working with my party colleagues can continue to bring forward those policy ideas, things like cost rental that we got into the programme for government, and more affordable rental accommodation. There's 2,000 units of cost rental accommodation around the country now. By 2030, that'll be 18,000. These are really practical policies that the Green Party...
But your policies on the environment and on climate are impacting people in rural Ireland who believe that they are under attack from you, whether it is they believe that you don't want them to drive from village to village, that they believe you want them to cycle. They don't believe that you believe in farming. They don't believe you believe in the rural economy or a rural agenda, and that you are against them.
Well, first of all, that's not true. We do believe in farming. We see the absolute importance of farming within the rural economy, and that's why actions that ministers like Pippa Hackett have taken to actually give farmers more diverse income streams is really important.
And the nature restoration laws will mean that they will lose part of their farmlands.
No private land is impacted by the nature restoration law. The government have been very clear that the actions been taken on land will be on public land. And I think, again, I suppose you're speaking to maybe some of those mistruths that have been put out there and are happily spun by some of our political opponents and have done this damage, and we have to recognise that. And I think we're going to have to reflect on that as a party, because there is a gap there between the policies that we see benefiting all Ireland, including rural Ireland, and how we're perceived within parts of rural Ireland. And that's a piece of work that the Green Party has to focus on going forward. I believe that by bringing forward very clear policy proposals, outside of the traditional environmental areas, but which benefit people in all parts of the country, and showing that we can actually deliver on policy. And that's what's so important, because a nice policy is all well and good, but if you're not prepared to take the political risks to go into government and implement that policy, then that policy is basically worthless.
You'll have seen the media coverage over the past year or so that your department and you have been overwhelmed by the scale of the immigration issue, that there should be more assistance given to you and the department to deal with this. You've also been responsible for the two referendum defeats in March, and comprehensive defeats they were. Are you actually up to the job of leading a party in government?
I've had major challenges within my department, and I've took every single one on, taken them my head on, and I've made major changes. As I said before, I've halved the cost of childcare. No minister has ever done that in our country before. I've responded to the biggest humanitarian crisis our country has ever faced in terms of Ukrainian refugees. I've introduced a DESH model for preschool. I've made major policy changes and major legal changes that have benefited people. I've never been afraid of hard work. I built, I suppose, my own electoral base up in a constituency that wasn't a traditional green area. It took me 20 years, but I built up that vote by going out and working hard and being responsive to what people want. So I believe I'm fully able to continue to deliver important improvements for families within my department, while at the same time provide the leadership our party needs.
If you do win this contest, and if it is against Pippa Hackett, and we don't know if anybody else will declare right now, surely there's just not enough time left for you to make a little bit of difference, never mind a big bit of difference to people's lives, and to return the party to anywhere near success in the polls, given where you are right now.
Well, in 2019, we saw very significant differences between the outcome of the 2019 local and European elections and the 2020 general election. Narratives can change, politics can change very quickly. We saw that in terms of then early into 2020 with COVID and how that massively impacted politics in our country, how the war in Ukraine has massively impacted politics in our country. So what I'm looking to do is provide the experience that I have as a party member for so many years, as someone who's run and campaigned for the party in so many elections, combined with my experience as a minister over the last 4 years, bringing key policies, bringing major pieces of legislation through government, to combine those with my vision of a broader set of policy proposals from the Green Party. And I believe that can keep the seats we have and indeed put us in a position to fight to increase our number of seats.
The reality is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael want shot of you, don't they? They're going to cut and run fairly quickly after the budget is done, and you won't have any time, if you're a leader, to rebuild the party or hold on to maybe as many as half your seats.
Well, we're working well as part of this government, and we've delivered very significantly on the policies that we got committed to within the programme for government, policies that, as I say, are good for the climate and are good for people as well. And most importantly, this government has provided stability. During the COVID crisis, at the start of the war in Ukraine, during a cost of living crisis. And this is at a time when politics in so many other European countries has become incredibly fragmented, when governments have kind of lurched from one crisis to the other. So I think our role in providing stable government, we have a successful economy, we're in surplus at the moment, we're able to put money aside for future investments and for future downturns. That stability that the Green Party has given is really important, and I think will be one of the things that the electorate consider when they vote, whenever the general election comes along.
How are you going to persuade Simon Harris to Taoiseach not to go to the country when he has got a bounce in the local elections, when Micheál Martin de Tánaiste, when they look at the amount of county councillors and MEPs they got elected, that their vote share held up, yours went down, they don't care?
Well, ultimately, the date of the general election is a matter for the Taoiseach, and he'll make the final call on that. I think the Taoiseach has himself been very clear in terms of he wanting to see this government last the course, and in particular wants to see us deliver a budget for 2025. And I think that's hugely important. We know how long the programme for government negotiations took in 2020. They took four and a half months. If we allowed that kind of time to roll on without a budget, budget taking place, it would create major financial instability for 2025. So I think it's important that we get the budget through, and then I suppose the Taoiseach will ultimately decide whether the election is just before or just after Christmas.
Mr. Roderick O'Gorman, thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.